didn't notice until now.
Oh, no worries. Yeah, and like, yeah, no worries at all. How are you doing?
Good, good. Managed to, actually, it works out kind of well. This place is kind of a disaster area, so.
Okay. I know, you know, it was so crazy, just so much, just like back-to-back meeting schedules, so it actually, it works out, yeah. I'm getting a little.
Enzo.
Oh, hi. What a cutie. Oh, man.
This is taking up a lot of time these days.
So, do you have two?
Yes. Okay. The older one's 3, and he is in school right now.
Okay.
Until, like, 1.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe, like, boy. And how's it been? Like, I haven't seen you in forever.
Yeah, I don't remember the last time. Or maybe at, like, I don't know, something eating related.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm not sure. Sorry, I have a little bit of an echo on my end. Let me see if I can get rid of that. Hi, little guy. Okay. I'm not sure. So can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, cool. No, you sound good. I have a slight echo of myself, which is like irritating enough. It's like, I don't want to hear me.
Well, I guess I don't have it turned up too high over here.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I can never. I think it's more like, oh, it's my voice. Like, boy. So thanks so much for doing this. And just so you know, what I'll do is I'll send you. We're doing like Amazon gift cards, so I'll just mail it to you if that's cool.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah. So what I'm doing is I'm working on a project around creating a like a kind of new checking account experience. And so we're looking to talk to folks who have recently been through that and just to kind of, you know, the typical drill of like, we're just kind of exploratory at this point. So we're not even yet in the prototyping phase. I'm just trying to get a sense of attitudes, et cetera. And hey, by the way, I know that whenever you have to kind of jump off, take care of stuff, no worries. Okay.
Okay.
Oh. So you, I'm super curious because you said you opened an account for your son. Is that Enzo? Okay.
Yeah.
And so how old is he?
He's 7 months right now.
Okay. And can I take a screen grab of you guys?
Yeah.
That because I think like it's such an interesting scenario, right? Where just what I'd love to hear about that process and why you decided to do that, why now, how you went about it. It just dive in and I'll
okay. Follow. Got me if you have questions. Pretty much the main reason why we got I opened saving account for him. Probably because I already opened one for my older son.
Okay.
And the reason why I opened one for both of them is traditionally in Chinese culture, we get a lot of red envelopes, money, when the baby's born. So we got, like, all this cash. Like, when my son, when my son was born, my older one, I mean, I don't remember. I think we didn't open one right away because he was born in Australia. And then my parents probably came and gave us money, but it was probably in US dollars. And then when we went to Taiwan when he was 13 months, I'm sure my grandma gave us like a lot more money in cash. So when we got back, he was probably like 14 months old. I opened a savings account to put all the money in.
Okay.
And the idea being like, I guess it was the first time in our lives where we had like all this money for, like, not for us, but not really us. It's for, like, him.
Right, right.
So at first I was like, oh, I'll put it in our joint account. But then I was like, well, you know, it's his money, and, you know, he's going to go to college one day, and you know, why don't we just start saving for that?
Mm-hmm.
Not that all money in a bank account is going to pay for college, but, you know, distinction between, like, his and our money. So I opened it for him, and then I went ahead, when Enzo was born, I opened one for him as well.
Okay.
At the same bank. So because we've been living here for 2.5 years, and so I opened it for my older son, Karai. I guess that was a year and a half ago, and then Enzo was born in March 17th, and I probably opened it, like, I think I walked there with him, because mm-hmm. this is a bank not far from our house.
Uh-huh. Wait, are you guys in your Redwood City? Okay.
Sorry, there's another alarm. Let me turn it off.
No worries. Yeah.
Also going to do something very unprofessional. I'm
going to eat. Yeah.
Hey, totally.
Uh-oh. Oh,
no. I almost got some food on the floor. That's good. Okay. Yeah, so we live in Redwood City. It's First Republic Bank that we opened at.
Uh-huh.
It's walking distance from our house. So I was telling Jeff, my husband, about it yesterday, and that I was going to talk to you about opening an account for Enzo, and he's like, what was this word? Shoot, I should have written it down. Now I have, like, no memory of it. But basically, he loves this bank, and I do too, but he will, like, tell everybody and anybody to, like, open an account there. He was basically like, tell Tom, this place is amazing.
Huh?
Because we really like it, because you have your own banker and you show up. And for instance, when I opened it with Enzo, I forget his name, something Lee, Jason Lee, I think. That's the banker that opened the account for Karai, I mean. And then when I went with Enzo, like, basically 2.5 years later, or 2 years, year and a half later, same guy. He's like, you remember? He's like, yeah, open the account for your son.
Huh.
I mean, I guess nowadays with ATMs, I don't really need to go in there unless I'm opening an account.
Right.
But what's nice about it is, yeah, there's only people at desks, bankers at desks to talk to you. There's no, like, teller, there's no counter.
Right.
And so and it feels really personal. And you go in, and he's like, yeah, I remember you. Huh. Oh, your son's born now. You know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he mentioned, oh, my coworker's son's now also 2 years old. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I remember when I last time I came in, he was, like, one or something. So it was nice, like, that, I guess, to be able to do that.
Yeah, yeah. No, it sounds totally like, it's one of those things where I feel like, oh, I haven't heard a lot of stories about that kind of, like, personal service. Yeah, which is interesting. It sounds like a very, or the way I associate that with is, which, like, super high, like, you know, like, like a big, what do they call them, whales in Vegas or something, right? Like,
well, it used to be everywhere, right? I mean, that's how you used to bank.
Mm-hmm.
This one is so actually the first reason we even went with First Republic is because they have free ATMs worldwide.
Okay.
And we traveled a lot. So we opened it, you know, before we had kids.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking, like, it's going to be a lot easier when we go abroad.
Yeah.
Sorry, you froze. You can hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Am I back?
Oh, you're back.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's why we opened it, because we're thinking, oh, free ATM, that's so nice. And then I guess we were also married, so it was a joint account we opened.
Uh-huh.
That was a checking. So for the boys, they were savings accounts.
Okay.
Which is really cute. They give you a little booklet.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, like, balance your account for
uh-huh.
boys, and it's like name on it, and I don't know if they give that to everybody with a savings account, but It was really cute.
Right.
You can find it if you want, but
yeah, if you have a picture of it, I'd love that. That's great.
Yeah. He found the trash can. He just started crawling.
Oh,
so
wow.
It takes like 24, not 24/7. When he's awake, vigilance, because
yeah.
Sorry. The trash can for you. And then, what was I gonna say? Yeah, so we really, and they have like fresh baked chocolate chip cookies.
Uh huh.
When you walk in, and the best part of it was, this isn't having to do with opening it, but when we were in Australia, we had this account.
Uh huh.
And we also had a Bank of America account, which we used probably a lot more. And then the idea was that like our First Republic would be our joint account.
Mm hmm.
And then our First Republic, so we're there, we found a place to live, we're only there for like 6 months, we finally found a place to live, and because we don't have any credit there, we're not Australian, they wanted like all, you know, first month and last month, and
mm-hmm.
then like deposit down, which was like $4,000 or $5,000 or something,
right,
which we have on us.
Yeah.
So, so we're like, shoot, how do we get that money over here quickly? Because we want to move in like today. I was like 7 months pregnant, and
you okay?
And so we called Bank of America because that's what we usually bank with, and it was just this whole convoluted, ridiculous back and forth, and never talking to the same person. And when we did, they didn't know what to do. And finally, like they're like, "Oh, do this," and we're like, "You want us to do what?" Like, you, it was all electronic, and it was like I had to get a PIN from my cell phone. I'm like, we don't have a cell phone here. We just,
right.
just showed up here. And they're like, well, that's the only way. They didn't have any means to, like, transfer money internationally. It was, like, the most ridiculous thing I'd ever heard of. I guess it was Bank of America. I was like, well, Bank of America, maybe it's, like, not Bank of the World. So what do? We call Bank First Republic. We call, talk to our banker. And she's like, I've upped your limit to like 2,000, your ATM limit. Go ahead and withdraw that as soon as you can. And she's like, I'm sorry, that's as high as I can go. I would do it higher, but at least you can do 2,000 today and 2,000 tomorrow, you know?
Right.
And right away we got like our money versus Bank of America. And it was just like, we had to Skype them, and it was like, ugh, it was a mess. It took like days, and then with First Republic goes right away. So anyways, that was
wow.
That we have with them. And so that was that. I think that solidified for us. We're like, we love this thing.
Right. Yeah.
And so when we opened it for Enzo, it was pretty like, you know, it's pretty obvious we're gonna do that.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a lot more comedic if you're here to see what's going on. Yeah. I almost fall on him.
And so the banker who you called, that's a great story, by the way. The banker who you called was, that wasn't Jason Lee. That wasn't your...
Yeah. So we opened the account in Pleasanton where Jeff's mom lives because...
Okay.
We were there before we left for Australia.
Okay.
So he was our contact person up until we moved to Redwood City. And Jason's our new, I think, pretty much I've been always talking to him. And I think my husband Jeff said, because he asked me yesterday, he's like, who was it that opened the account? And I was like, I can't remember his name. He's a Korean guy. I'm like, no. And I'm like, Lee. And he's like, yeah, I remember him. So Jeff goes in separately from me.
Okay.
I don't know if he says he knows that guy, but I don't know if he works with him.
Okay. And what do you go, like you said kind of earlier with ATMs, you don't need to go in that much, but what do you go in for?
Pretty much opening the bank accounts. I think anytime I have a big cash deposit or, let's see. So what happens is, my grandma is old school, so she's got like loads of U.S. dollars like hidden away in like Taiwan.
Right.
So what we've done with the past is she'd give us like, I don't know, like almost 10,000, right? That's the limit, like $5,000 in U.S. dollars, and she wants them in new bills.
Uh-huh.
So we bring them back here, we get new bills, and then like whoever's here next takes them back to her. So stuff like that, like changing bills.
Wait, so she gives you $5,000 in
U.S.
In like U.S. 1990 dollars or something, like bills.
Yeah, you know, they're really particular over there, because I guess counterfeit.
Ah.
I mean, the counterfeit bills are easier to make when they're older or something.
Oh, okay.
You know, they did the changeover not so long ago.
Right.
To like new style. So, a lot of businesses there are really particular. If they take U.S. cash, they want it to be new bills.
Right. Okay.
And so she wants to be on top of things. I don't even know what she's using it for, but she wants to be on top of it. So she probably keeps it in her like safe deposit box.
Right. Okay.
She like hands it over to us. We bring it back here. We change it for the new bills, and then we bring it back. Whoever, somebody brings it back next time we see her.
Right. Okay, so that makes sense that there's like she it's a way of keeping her, yeah, like her cash current and safe, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, that's the last thing I can remember going in there for, because otherwise we're just withdrawing a deposit thing and we could just do that. I think maybe when I changed my name.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, maybe do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did that at this. I did that at the San Francisco branch.
Okay. And so, and with the bills, basically, you bring in cash. You ask them to switch it out, and you leave with cash.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's kind of funny because some people might understand. I don't remember if they understood what I was asking for, but I was like, I need. Oh no! You know what? Maybe I didn't do it there. Maybe this was a different bank. But this would be a reason why I went into the bank.
Right.
ATM. Might have been another bank. So I remember I had to go through. It was very specific. My grandma was like, it has to be after 2009 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I have to go through every bill and check to see if it's after 2009. Printed after 2009. And they were like, I was like, is there any way you can just give that to me? And they're like, oh, you know, it was Bank of America.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, no, like,
right.
Like, here's a stack, you can go through and look, check. I'm like, oh, I gotta go through and check. I just stood in line. And anyways, so I wonder if the experience would be different at First Republic.
Right. Okay. Wow, these are great stories. Oh my God, I'm so glad we're chatting. And then like there's other stuff like changing her name and why. Like, why go into the branch for that?
For changing my name?
Yeah.
Oh, you have to sign their thing so that they have your new signature.
Oh, okay.
That was kind of interesting. I had to, like, practice my new signature. So I was like, I don't know what my new signature is.
Right.
So, and then I think what was nice was, I think usually, because it's a joint account, you're... other account holder has to be there.
Okay.
But they're just always so like easygoing about it, you know? Like I feel like anytime there's a rule and it can't happen, they're just like, well, let's figure something out.
Right.
So I think like I was in San Francisco, I signed for mine. And they were like, just have your husband come in to whatever branch he's nearest and have him sign his app.
Okay.
And so that's how we did it. And I mean it's not fast. Like you go in, and if there's nobody else waiting, then it's like you get first, you know,
mm-hmm.
somebody takes care of you right away. But sometimes I'll go in, and there'll be, like, two other people already there. And I guess you don't mind waiting because you're like, well, that's because they're going to give me all the time that they have when it's my turn.
Right, okay.
So actually, I always feel, like, underdressed. I think they're kind of trying to be a boutique bank.
Uh-huh.
Also, like, when they send you, like, notices, their thing is, like, they try and, like, communicate, like, how real people, real important people use their bank. So like their prospectus and like their advertising is always like this like couple that looks like happy and they're like, you know, the CEOs of some company. They are always little. So like mostly like they'll be like, these are like two people who own a store in San Mateo or something. Or this is like, I don't know if Jerry Yang has an account there. But anyway, it'd be something like that. Like some like local, relatively rich or famous person. So I'm always in there with my kids and I'm like on my sweats. Hey. You feel like it doesn't quite match up. You know, like button down shirt and like vest and black.
Did they, like, since it, I'm curious because a lot of the folks I've been talking to, so much of it is about like kind of free checking accounts. Is it free, the ones like your joint account anyway?
Oh, our joint account is minimum $3,500 in the account at all times. Otherwise, it's free. Yeah, and that's why we were like, jackpot for sure. Like, let's do it. Like, we get free ATMs anywhere, anytime. Service, and we just keep a minimum of $3,500 in there. I think the savings accounts are also free. I'm pretty sure. Like, I don't think it opened something that I just don't think it opened anything that I have to pay for anymore.
And
also, we purposely closed our Bank of America accounts and Citibank accounts because we just didn't like their business practices.
Okay. Yeah. And so, when was that you did that?
Right after the crash, I think, right after global financial crisis, like, I think we were both, like, really pissed and, like, felt, like, helpless. Like, what can we do? We're like, we're leaving our banks!
Right.
So I'd call, and you talk to, like, whoever, and they'd be like, may I ask why you'd like to close your account? And I was like, I don't like your business practices.
Right.
And they'd be like, okay.
And was that something you did fairly quickly, it sounds like?
I could check. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Yeah.
Hi. I'll check your foot. Sorry, we got a change.
No worries.
I could bring you to technically... I mean, you wouldn't see anything, but you can hear me talking.
Sure. Whatever's easiest for you. Yeah.
If it might take a second. So, what was I going to say? Oh, I think we closed it, like, right after, found it. I think we closed them not that soon after because obviously, like, we were still using the accounts and it took a while to, like, kind of ramp down from them, you know, like turn off everything and all the automatic pay stuff and switch it over to the new account. I mean, the other bank. It's funny because right before then, something else happened. Bank of America. Oh, we saw a documentary. Called, shoot, I don't remember. Something like IOU or something. America. Something about how a lot of companies have. I don't know if you've heard of this, but they take out life insurance on their employees. And they make money off of it. It's called the peasant clause or something. Something like that. Something like peasant or something peasant. A word like that where you're like, what? So anyway, this documentary exposes this practice that is just like, you know, like, find ridiculous. But like, so Bank of America was on that list of companies.
Okay.
So, oh no, wait, Wells Fargo. Yeah, so it was Bank of America's on that list. Maybe that was why. It was around that time. But I'm not sure if it was that reason or the financial crisis, but we quit Bank of America. But it was funny because right before that happened, I told my sister to open an account at Bank of America. So she had Wells Fargo. Maybe Wells Fargo? I don't remember what Wells Fargo's problem was. Apparently we had a problem with Wells Fargo first.
Right.
Either the financial crisis or that video, I forget. That was a documentary. And so we told her, we're like, you can't do Wells Fargo anymore. Pick another bank. Pick any other bank. She said, what bank do you have? We're like, we'll have Bank of America. So she got Bank of America. And then what is, I probably like 6 months later, we're like, forget Bank of America. Switch to First Republic.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not switching anymore. You guys make me switch all the time. Like, what's wrong with Bank of America now? And I was like, they have bad business practices.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. And so I don't know if she ended up switching, but, well, now we tell everybody to switch to First Republic.
Yeah, and at the time when you told her to switch, was that, did you have First Republic at that point, but it wasn't after the kind of Australia incident, or?
You know, I'm not sure. I want to say we didn't have First Republic because we probably would have told her to do that.
Okay.
So we probably only had Bank of America.
Okay. And, like, the... So First Republic, sorry, that was where you opened that actually because that was your first kind of joint account, right? And the free
ATM. Free ATM worldwide.
Okay. And, but like, let's say before they kind of got you out of that situation in Australia is like, let's say that hadn't happened. Is there a way that like, Were you kind of using it as your travel bank, or like how were you thinking of like its relationship to the account at Bank of America?
It was a kind of like a marriage thing. It was like we need to open we felt like we should have a joint account.
Okay. Okay.
I don't remember why we wanted a joint account. Maybe because. Maybe because I wasn't working consistently.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not now either, I guess. So I had to have access to the money. Jeff's income.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the idea was open a joint account, and then we could both have access to all the money at any time.
Right.
But now that I've closed my Bank of America account, I don't have my own account. Also really weird.
You don't right now?
No. I only have a joint account with my husband, and then I'm joint account with my sons.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, so you don't have... You don't have your own...
You have to have a joint.
Yeah, got it. And so the... So during that period where you're kind of, like, you had this joint account so that you could have access to the money, you said, like... You could get access to all the money, but how did it work in terms of like how did you decide what went to Bank of America and what went to the First Republic account?
I think my money, like anything I earned, was going to Bank of America. And then I think it must have been some other reason. I don't remember. You know, I think maybe, I mean, it was kind of a marriage thing, like it would be a joint account, but also I think the worldwide ATM fees, free worldwide ATM fees was a good reason. We probably were about to go on a trip.
Okay.
We traveled a lot. We went to like Central America for like 5 weeks.
Cool.
We went to, I could really piece this together if I could look up my files. We went to, where else did we go? We went to, did we go to Europe? We went to Europe, I think. Yeah, we went to Europe. We went to Central America, went to Europe. I think that was it. We probably went to Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my parents live.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we went to those three places, and we opened the First Republic account. I mean, I think because we're traveling together and we want free ATM fees.
Yeah.
So, like, we all make a joint. Like, why would we open two accounts? We already have our own account.
Right. Yeah.
At First Republic, why would it be two new, more new accounts? We could just do joint. So I think that was a combination of those reasons.
Yeah. Okay.
So we probably put money in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, that whole income thing, that's how it kind of ended up. I'm not sure if that was the main reason why we started.
Okay. Yeah.
But certainly not the case now.
Right.
I think I was doing all my bill. I remember for a while I was doing all my bill paying in Bank of America, because it was all set up that way, right? Like all the automatic accounts.
Yeah.
Already set up, and also whatever money I made, I'd put in there. But for a while, I wasn't like making money. So then I remember I had to like transfer money. I had to transfer money from First Republic to Bank of America to pay the bills. It's kind of this awkward thing. And then so by the time we got rid of Bank of America, it was like fine. There was this weird period though where. So I also. I probably didn't do all my bills online until recently, because
mm-hmm.
until recently, you know, I don't know, I liked it on paper, so
mm-hmm.
I've always gotten my bills on paper. And then I think I missed a couple, because when you're like out of town and I was late and I had to call them to ask to waive the fee,
mm-hmm.
and like Jeff's all like, why do we gotta do it by paper? Are we missing it? Like, why just do it online? And I was like, because I like it on paper. I don't want my existence to be erased one day or something. So so he took over the bill paying for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what happened. I forget what this has to do with First Republic.
No, that I think...
Over the First Republic. We've totally switched over First Republic when I totally did all the bills over there now, and we closed Bank of America, I think that's what was happening at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what happened afterwards, but while we had them both open, I think it's just kind of like whatever we were doing beforehand, we just stayed with it.
Right, okay.
I guess if we never closed Bank of America accounts, I think I would treat it more just like a savings account.
Mm-hmm.
And just so that, like, I feel like I have my own money.
Right, okay.
I'd probably put some, I don't know, like, whatever money I felt like was technically mine
mm-hmm.
there. I think I would end up treating it like that.
Okay.
Because it gets really confusing when your bill paying is, like, on separate accounts.
Right.
When it comes from one source. So I think we would have eventually migrated all our bill paying to First Republic, our joint account, and then just kept – I would have probably kept Bank of America, just have my own account. Because now I'm like, oh, I really should. I keep meaning to. I'm like, I should open my own account.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got to go move money into it, and I haven't you know, did anything recently that I got any, like, got paid a check or something, so, like, whatever.
Right. And what would, like, let's say you did have the, you know, if you kind of were to open an account, it would be for, like, what would you be getting from that?
If I were to what?
If you were to open, like, your own account. What would that do for you?
I think being a stay-at-home parent, and maybe not the primary income person,
mm-hmm.
breadwinner, whatever, You do realize, like, I think maybe growing up in our age, like, you feel like, oh, it's, you know, gender equality is pretty much there, and, you know, I've had my work, my fair share in, like, you know, the working world, office world, or whatever, and so I have the respect of whatever my peers and my family and whatever spouse, but it's still like, you're like, suddenly you have to make decisions together, like, so I'm going to spend this on this, okay? Like, you have to ask.
Right.
You know, like, and you kind of expect the other way around. Even though, like, technically he made the money, he still is like, hey, I'm thinking of getting this.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's over, like, you know, if it's over, like, I don't know, like, around $100 or more, then it's like, you run it by the other person.
Right,
because
right.
Because you have money, and, you know, I do the budgeting, and we balance things together. You know, it all comes all the way down from, like, you know, from the minute you, like, get engaged, you're like, okay, we got to plan a wedding. How much is it going to cost? Where's the money going to come from?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to pay for things? You know, where are we going to live? Well, you know, all those things, right? So,
yeah.
What was I going to say? Yeah, so I think it's nice feeling to have, to be able to, like, I'm going to go buy something, and, like, I don't have to tell anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not that I would, I guess, but it's nice to be able to, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's just, like, I don't know, you feel like you have a little bit of autonomy,
mm-hmm.
to make decisions. Or, you know what, it's also, like, I feel like when I buy presents now for Jeff, it's kind of silly, because it's like, I just draw it from our account. Like,
right.
He sees it.
Right.
It's not really from me or, you know, from anybody. Like, I guess that's just how it works.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's really interesting. I think there's, like, just that, that sense. Because one of the things we're just curious about is, like, essentially, a little bit broader type of question, but, like, what is, how do you describe what a bank account actually does for you?
You're forgetting. I don't know if you can hear. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you asking me that question, or?
Yeah. How would you describe, like, what a bank account, what role it plays in your life?
It's like, security, right? Like, so when we got all pissed at our banks, we were like, should we just withdraw all our money and, like, but it was like, somehow it feels safer, so that's where your money goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess at this day and age, it also keeps track of everything, because I can't remember the last time I wrote something down.
Mm.
Or I don't even, I mean, when I was in grad school, I used to, like, keep a spreadsheet.
Uh-huh.
Like, every expense. And I would, at the end of every month, I mean, because you didn't have that much, right? You have, like, $1,000 a month to work with. So you, like, keep track of every little expenditure. And now I don't, you know, it's just kind of like, feels very, what's the word? Fluffy?
Uh-huh.
Fluffy, maybe?
Right.
Because, like, I don't write it down. I just have this, like, I made a budget. It is a spreadsheet with a budget that says, like, we're going to spend this much this month,
mm-hmm.
on food, this month on rent. But there's no, like, connection between that and our bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, like, it's just, like, this number we have in our heads, or at least my head. I don't even think Jeff knows what the numbers are. And we kind of, like, follow it.
Uh-huh.
So it's definitely fluffy. It used to be a lot more concrete. Like, here's, you know, the money, and here's how we're, how I'm spending it. And now it's just this like kind of place where like numbers go,
mm-hmm.
like you don't even see a paycheck anymore, right? It's just like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's very, it's not as tangible.
You're right.
As it
right.
used to be. So for me, it's just a place where we keep track of our money, I guess.
Yeah. And like when you were in grad school, was it more tangible then?
Yeah, because I think I got my pay stub paycheck every month. I had a stipend. I was on fellowship, and this was at UT, University UT Austin.
Uh-huh.
And I got paid like $1,100 a month. I had to like cover everything with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I had to ask my parents for anything else.
Uh-huh.
And it was more real than college. College, they kind of give it to you. They're like, oh, here's some money, you know, take it back to the dorm. But somehow grad school, you're like grown up, you're on your own, but you're also not capable of like really taking care of it completely.
Right.
And yeah, I remember I probably started doing it. I probably started balancing it in a spreadsheet in college.
Mm-hmm.
But in grad school, it was like really obvious.
Okay.
I think because it was a bigger deal to ask my parents for money.
Right. Okay.
And you know, like in college, like they pay for like your room and board.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you start like writing out checks for that in college and grad school, maybe that's even when it started. When I started writing my own checks. For rent and, you know, taking the car. I think I got my car. I got my car also in
uh-huh.
grad school. That was my college graduation gift. I got a car. I drove it out to Texas.
Uh-huh.
I had to start paying, you know, bills for that.
Mm-hmm.
My first, like, vendor. Got to, like, go figure that all out. Got to fit that into the budget. Like,
right.
Which month? This month I'm gonna get it fixed, or next month I'm gonna get it fixed? Like, if this month I can't buy anything except for food, so decisions like that.
Yeah.
It seems a lot more tangible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, because there's only me, so you can like really keep track of it. Like, it's easier to keep track. But when there's two of you, it's so much harder. I'm just kind of surprised how much harder it is.
Okay.
Because you just have different systems for like keeping track, and you spend your money differently.
Right.
He's got like an American Airlines, credit card.
Mm-hmm.
So he like puts everything on that credit card, everything that he can.
Right.
So
okay.
That to him, like spending is like just use the card and then like pay the credit card bill at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of like, I think Chinese people in general just use cash a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I use cash more. Maybe that's why.
Okay.
I don't know. Or I could cash more. I don't know. But like my parents are really weird that way. Like for another funny story, like. They moved back to Taiwan like 8 years ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And they like they're really savvy, tech savvy, I'd say. They like they always emailed and Skype, and you know, they conduct stuff online. They can research online. You know, my mom like will research a whole vacation that she wants to take and
right.
plan it all. But when it comes time to like buy something online, she calls me up. She's like, "Can you buy this for me?"
Huh.
I'm like, "Mom, you have a credit card.
Right.
You have a bank account in the U.S. They have all these accounts in the U.S. and what they're living in.
Okay.
And they're like, "Mom, why don't you?" She's like, "I don't know. It doesn't seem safe."
Huh.
I was like, "Why is it safer for me?"
Right.
So, like, somehow she feels like she's more vulnerable, but I know how to take care of my, like, internet security, and,
Right.
like, and I know what to do, like, if scams, I guess. So she used to, for a long time, she had me buy stuff online with my credit card. She didn't want to use her credit card online. Anyways,
And has that
I
shifted?
thought that was a
She's
strange and funny story. Yeah, so while I was like, Mom, I can't, like, be buying everything for you all the time. You know, it's perfectly safe. Just, like, use your credit card. Don't use a debit card. And so I think they started doing it, like, a few years ago.
Okay.
But in the beginning, she had no money. But, you know, like, in Taiwan and in Chinese culture, like, everything is cash. So we at the same time we got the First Republic bank account, we also got a Capital One credit card because they have low international fees, I think. So I think that's why we got it. And so, but we go to Taiwan and we'd never use it because nobody uses credit cards there.
And what do you know much about like banking in Taiwan? Like your parents have accounts over here. Do they have accounts over there as well?
Yes. So I get all of their like Scottrade, and I used to get all their bank account statements and whatever mail. It's always like care of Dean Xu or Watanabe now, I guess. And that was always tough because like we moved like three, four times in the last few years, and their mail has to follow me everywhere because I'm the only person in the U.S. I'm the oldest too, so my sister is younger and she moved just as much, so I think they feel like they should keep everything tied to me, which is fair. And now that I have kids, probably more stable, probably even more so. But like then for a while we were living at Jeff's mom's house when we first got back from Australia, so all their bank stuff was going into her house. So now like part of it goes to her house, part of it goes to Redwood City. And I get phone calls from like banks like asking to talk to them. And then so in Taiwan they probably have a checking account because you know my dad was working for a while and they're both retired now, so I assume that's where their money's coming from, like from his pay. I mean, that's where they put it in a checking account there. Definitely. I've gone to the bank there. You know, you can open bank accounts at the post office too, I think. I
Oh, really?
can't remember. I think I went to the post office. Yeah, I've been to both. I've been to
Okay.
both. I guess it's like here, but they've got, it's got, that's not First Republic. It's more like the other banks. They've got tellers and wait line. Not as like, sorry, I gotta change him.
Okay. Yeah, no worries.
Sorry, what was I saying?
Oh, just banks over there. So let me just see, because I think we've covered a bunch of stuff. Let me just see if there's anything critical that I want to cover before letting you go.
Oh yeah, so yeah, Taiwan wise, that's all I can think of. They probably have a checking account there, but they do all their like, I think they're gonna get like their you know, when they retire, they get I guess their Social Security. So that's gonna start showing up here, I guess. So they have all these accounts here. Open what they need over there.
And then, and are they planning on staying there?
You know, I think they were planning to, but they might stay a while because they originally went for my grandmother's health. Sorry, this might be. So they originally went there from one grandmother's health, and then she passed away, but now my other grandmother's not doing so well. So they're gonna stay there longer.
Yeah.
Plus, it's so cheap there, and healthcare is totally universal and covered and.
Right, so it's not, yeah, it's less risky. So I think the just the last questions I have for you are really around like online banking and what your kind of impressions are of that. It sounds like you're pretty like in branch experience, but it like just what your thoughts are about like banks that are purely virtual.
Question. First Republic has a crappy online experience. I assume it's because every time I go on there, I'm like, well, at least in banking thing is good. At least I can talk to somebody whenever I want to.
Yeah.
They just changed it, so it's a little bit better. And they're picking up like things that I know other banks already had a while ago, like the whole like you can see a copy of your check online. I think they recently did that. It's just prettier now. It looks less 90s, or
Right.
it's like a little bit more up to date, I think. What else? I don't know, it's just extra button clicks is what I think differentiated it besides the aesthetic.
Yeah.
And it's got, I don't know, everybody and anybody's got like reminders now. So like I was like, oh, I'll set up reminders on my bill pay reminders on my bank account. Oh, I'll do it too. Like, and then like I was like thinking, realizing, I don't know why, but now I have like a whole bunch. I have reminders on my calendar. I have reminders on my bank account. I have reminders from my bank. So I get
Right.
like all these reminders, but I guess it's fine because like the more the better.
Right, right.
So I don't all have everything automatic. Jeff does everything automatic. I still like to see like the bill. So I know like what I'm spending. It forces me to look at what I spend it on, like is everything okay? You know, in like all my like years of like in grad school and maybe a few years after that, I kept track of everything I spent and like checked on my checked my what's it called? My bill.
Yeah.
I only caught one fraud, like fraud or a mistake, and it saved me like $5. And I was like, I'm not doing this anymore.
Right.
Hopefully in the future, like I don't have any bigger like problems, but $5, like it's not worth it. Like every day, once a month, I spend like I don't know, quite a bit of time.
Yeah.
But I stopped checking it that carefully. I just kind of scan it, and if anything looks weird, I like double check it.
Right,
And
right.
if everything looks normal and they're all the stores that I usually go to, then I have no idea.
Yeah.
Somebody might be skimming off the top of my, I don't know.
Right.
But I still at least try and scan over and check every month. So that's why I still get all these reminders, and I still open the bill on statement online. And then I pay it, and then I
Right.
like punch in the numbers and I pay it. So
Okay.
I still do that.
Yeah.
And I feel like you have to like feel like pressured by everyone, including my spouse, to switch over to like online and the whole trees thing. But honestly, I don't know if that really makes a difference. Like, like I
Right.
can recycle the paper and. Really, people should focus on junk mail if you really want to focus on waste paper. Get rid
Right.
of it.
Yeah.
But like every time they're like, save the trees, go online, and I'm like, I don't really think that makes a difference.
Yeah, right. And I get last question, like if like let's say you got a notice from First Republic tomorrow and they said, "Hey, like We're switching it up. We're going to be a total virtual bank now, and we're going to have no branches, and we're just going to have, purely online. What would your reaction to that be?
I had an ING account. I think it was really popular for a while. My husband still has it. And that was my only virtual experience. It was a little weird at first because my mom was like, "Oh, you should open an ING account. Open an account." And sometimes my mom, even though she's very careful, she's also into fads. She'd be like, "You gotta try this diet. It's called the cabbage diet or whatever." So I'm like, "Okay, I gotta open this account." Well, I check it out some more, and then I find out my friends are opening it. So I open an ING account. But I remember at first, I'm like, "All right, is this a real bank?" And I had to look around, and I was like, I wanted to find out where is there a building with the word ING on it? How do I find that? And I remember kind of getting some confirmation, "Oh, it's a bank from Europe or something," and being like, "Okay, it seems legit. It's got good." I think it was CD rates or something, or interest, good checking account interest to rate or something. I was like, "Okay, sure, I'll do it." But I remember distinctly, a couple times I really had this important question, and there's nobody to talk to. By email, I don't know if I'll hear back from them in time. I eventually closed it because I used everything in that account to pay for Stanford. So it emptied out pretty quick, and then I just never used it again. And now that I think about it, oh, I want to open an account for myself. I don't know that I'd open an ING account. Because I feel like I get the best of both worlds at First Republic. And having had a those couple of experiences where it was so helpful to be in person, I'd rather do that. And having small children, being online is a huge pain in the butt. It's okay with you, and kind of talking with people is okay because they're they understand, they somehow understand that you're talking to somebody and there's a person on the other side. Otherwise, it's a huge pain in the butt to get online when they're here. So unless you're working, well, I'm not working an office job that much. So my only chance to get online is at night when they've gone to sleep. So going to the bank is like a nice little outing. We get in the stroller, we walk all the way there, run some errands. Small town America, you run all your errands. You know what that's for? That's for getting your kid out of the house. And I guess I've automated some things. Because there's nowhere to buy diapers around here that I can walk to, so I have Amazon send me diapers. But anyways, that's off topic.
No, that's interesting. But and just the you said that First Republic gives you best of both worlds. What are those two worlds? It sounds.
I can still do everything online. It's not the prettiest.
Okay.
I think by now it's got all the features that other banks have.
Right. Okay.
But it's just not as it just doesn't seem high tech. It feels like bankers made that software.
Okay.
But I get the whole in-person experience. So if they went virtual, I'd be really sad. So
Yeah,
that's
okay. Yeah.
the main reason why we're there. And that's the main reason we tell everybody we know to get an account. And I'd be like, "They sold out! It sold out!"
Cool. Well, anything else, just as we wrap that's on your mind that seems relevant, as we were chatting?
Gonna see if his little booklet is here, but I don't see it right now, so I don't think I have it.
Okay.
Maybe I'll take a
Yeah.
picture of it.
All right, cool. Man, well, thank you so much. And I know, like, especially given, everything you're juggling, I really appreciate you talking. It's like, it's awesome perspective. I think just great. Like,
I certainly hope you were able to hear everything I said from
yeah,
this guy.
no, totally. He was actually super quiet. I feel like he had a couple of yelps, but yeah, like such a cutie,
One part, huh?
man.
He's a pretty chill guy.
Yeah. Oh, looks like he's getting tired. He's all
Yeah.
yawning, man. But all right, man. Well, thanks, Jean, and I will send you that the card. I'll put it in the mail, and then yeah, I think that should be all. Yeah.
Okay.
All
Good
right.
luck.
Thanks. See ya. Bye.